constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol you're going to set up on your home computer. It'll be coming to you, though, via text. So that means it works with every text-enabled mobile phone. With this, you can set up everything you've got going on during the day and not miss anything. But Civil Dispatch, what sets them apart from the rest of the herd is what they do unbidden, based upon your locale. Because they're going to let you know about all the things you can't possibly imagine. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, it doesn't matter. Man-made or natural. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I was talking the other day, we talked about this for a bit, talking about the little writings that were put out there about when is the government going to finally do what they need to do against these gun nuts and just stand up and start mowing us down. The author of that came from, what's the name of this little missive that she's the editor of? Crooksandliars.com. And her name was Susie Magic. And now she's trying to walk it back. She's the managing editor of that, and if you know, I read it, so I don't know exactly how, but she's saying that we took it wrong. We took it wrong when she said that we should all get blown away. That's she wasn't meaning that we should get blown away. So we all need to go to remedial reading comprehension. In the comments section of that particular article, she wrote, "Hey, thanks for completely missing the point, since I'm a lifelong pacifist." What I was actually saying, that there aren't a lot of options to deal with people who defy the legal government, short of those that seem to inevitably lead to all-out violence, as we saw in Ruby Ridge and Waco. If you think I was advocating violence, you're wrong. Those two incidents were arrests. One of them was entrapment. The other one was based upon hearsay evidence. I don't know what was going on in the Branch Davidian complex. Nobody does. They heard reports. And they could have gotten David Koresh on a jog. And then there is no standoff. They could have not said to Randy Weaver for a couple of years, "Hey, saw the shotgun down." And then there would not have been a standoff at Ruby Ridge. And I hate to tell you there, Susie, but if you send 200 armed bill collectors with aircraft and all kinds of other support there to collect on a bill, that looks daunting. Then, now that first response, that was at 10:21. Then at 14:12, 2:12 p.m., she said, "Look, the post was in response to another article chiding the federal government for backing down at the Bundy Ranch. My response was to show that there were no good options here and mentioned Ruby Ridge and Waco as examples of government overreaction. Do I wish the feds hadn't backed away at the Bundy Ranch? Yes, it's dangerous when random citizens start making their own laws. Do I think the feds should have gone in and killed everyone? Of course not. But it's also a problem when so many armed people claim they want a revolution. At what point do we simply stop enforcing laws so they won't start shooting? That's a hell of a way to run a country. It's very surreal to be defending myself against the idea that I want to kill people when I do not. That's what you said! In a moment of clarity, when you snapped like the proverbial rubber band, you cut loose with a high degree of candor. And you're a pacifist. How sweet. You're not really a pacifist, Susie. I'm a pacifist. I went back and reread it. That's exactly what was said in her piece. How do you take lines? At what point does the federal government literally go to war with its own citizens? And what line has to be crossed in the good old U.S. of A. before we start mowing them down to make our point? How do you take that any other way than literally? Now, the truth about guns, they emailed her. And she replied to them with the wishes that her email not be reprinted. And they told, she told the truth about guns that she had spent the entire day after their post went up about this, trying to engage, or walk back, if you will, a constructive dialogue over the meaning of her post. Without much luck, I would guess. Her answer to them was thanks, but no thanks. This is a website of a lifelong pacifist with a drawing that features her firing a machine gun and lobbing hand grenades. I don't guess she can be bothered to explain how her article, wondering if it's time to just get it over with and start a civil war, settled the question, the burning question of whose is bigger. I guess that didn't really mean... When she wrote it in her mind, that doesn't mean what everybody reading it that reads English thinks it meant, I guess. I don't know. Susie, you gotta learn when to be candid about your answers and your positions. And that's okay. You know what? If she wants to mow us down, that's perfectly all right, because I and a lot of people like me, when we took the oath and defended the country, that part of that Constitution gives the people the right to say stupid stuff. Now, once again, whether or not Susie would actually be taking part in the throwing of the hand grenades and machine guns, I don't know if that's only an art or if she really would do that. Coming up in the third hour, we're going to be joined by Bob Harvey. Now, on my webpage is an article he wrote about why he carries a 1911. And we talked about the kind of guns to carry and everything yesterday. And like I said, it's a personal preference. But this is a guy that trained with legendary trainers like Jeff Cooper and Rex Applegate. And he has been carrying a 1911 in some form or fashion for a long time. He carries them so long that he retires them. So we're going to talk to him about his choice of guns and some other things. In the next segment, we're going to talk about a former New York City police officer who will be, he's quite confident to tell you that I used to come for your guns, but now I wholeheartedly support your right to self-defense. And I'm interested in what caused that catharsis, that change of mindset. And I'm still a... I'm still marveling over Susie, who can write English. You know, when you write a sentence, you're expressing a thought and putting it to paper. And she expressed her thoughts and put them to paper. She wants to see us mowed down. And now she's saying that when she wrote that she wants to see us mowed down and get it over with once and for all, get this sucker started.
She didn't mean to say that. That's not what she was saying. It always confuses me when the gun grabbers want to walk it back after. You know, when you fire that round, you can't pull it back into the gun, Susie. It's out there and it is flying. But that's okay, because at least you were honest. Honesty will set you free. This dishonesty of trying to walk it back, you just look like a fool. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Never buy the wrong mount, optic, or accessory again. From 22 to 50 cal, Mounting Solutions Plus has the right accessories for your precision shooting needs. Mounting Solutions Plus will aim you in the right direction with knowledgeable support and quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to mountsplus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
From the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Glenn.
Morning.
Morning. Yeah, I heard you talking about the woman who tried to recant her words. First of all, I reserve the right to say at any time that anything I said previously didn't mean what it obviously seemed to mean.
Ah.
Yeah. When it comes to Ruby Ridge and shooting a lady holding a baby, who's the gun nut?
Like I said, you know? Ruby Ridge would never, they pursued Randy Weaver.
And when I say pursued, they tried to coerce him into sawing off a shotgun. For, what, a couple of years? They tried to, they created a crime where one didn't exist. Yeah. I don't know if Randy Weaver was a choir boy prior to all that, but I know in the instance of this particular crime, they decided to do something to entrap him.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a standoff with the government.
Yeah, it's amazing how these people just lie like crazy, you know? But anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention, this is weird. Okay, this is kind of fringy. But I wanted to, curious if, you know, what you've heard about this. In terms of her comments about when are they going to just, you know, blow them away. There's a sub-school of fringy thought out there that says that there are thousands or tens of thousands of Russian troops on American soil, and that they, and at some point they and the Canadians are going to be, and even this other Indian, you know, troops are going to be on American soil confiscating American guns, which is, the implications of this are very bizarre, because it implies that the whole time the U.S. is like trying to sanction Russia over Ukraine and such, that they're really in cahoots with them in masterminding this gun confiscation, darn near civil war type scene. Have you come across this? And
I've heard that, and it's an impossibility to take conventionally the United States in whole. Without a doubt, if they dropped in somewhere, they're going to do some damage. Without a doubt, if they're actually here, I've heard that they're Spetsnaz not troops myself.
Spetsnaz, yes, and recently I forget what they're called. The newest edition is. You know, these kind of specialized Indian troops from India, not American Indians. You know?
See, the thing about this is Russia is not that big of a country. See, we don't have 15,000 special forces troops ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it? It's two out of every 100, one out of every 100, three out of every 100. Lots of people want to do that. Lots of people want to try that, but very few people actually succeed. If Russia actually had 15,000 Spetsnaz troops or of any scale like that, they must be bad boys over there in Russia. I mean, they just must be tough as nails in Russia.
Right. Well, the mythology goes that, like, these guys are trained from age three or, you know, four to learn how to speak English without an accent.
Right.
I mean, and it's like, yes, they sound like little Nebraska farm boys, and they're showing up at Walmarts all over the country, you know, shopping and buying with big wads of cash. And it's like, oh, man, you know. And not only that, I mean, just the notion of any nation state being crazy enough to send that many of their special forces troops, especially Russia now, with all this volatility going on. Don't you think they could have a better use for special forces troops at the moment, you know, on the home turf?
Yeah. You know, I mean, when they wanted to go into, when we wanted to go into Africa to look for that guy, Kony,
mm-hmm.
we sent 12 guys? 12 right. special forces troops. And that's because these guys are such highly honed operators. But, I mean, a special forces soldier, as far as being an operator, that's a very low shelf life. And I've been hearing about, because that, I mean, you are literally a professional athlete. You're that gauge and that quality, except you are so mentally tough that you can watch some things that most people would go insane watching and just sit there and think, I really wish I had another Marlboro Red. So, and the actual shelf life of somebody like that is very short. Now, they may stay in special forces and move up into leadership and administration and training like that, but the actual guy that's on the ground as an operator, how long have we been hearing about the 15,000 Russian troops? Why haven't we seen them rotating in and out? Who's their support apparatus? Who's doing this? Who's doing that? If 15,000 of them are all combatants, they've got to have about 7 regular troops per individual in that contingent as support.
Right.
So where are they?
Right, and you get the feeling that special forces today doesn't quite mean what it meant, like in the Vietnam era, where you had the A team, all multilingual, all with special skills that are complementary they create this tight little unit of, you know, infiltrators and trainers of indigenous forces and all that. It's just, apparently, it doesn't mean quite the same thing today, I almost feel like.
Well, during the Vietnam era, our special forces, what they did was they would go in there and they would have A teams that would be forward deployed, but they would also have teams that would go in there, say, with the Montagnards, and train them and arm them and then fight with them. But that, I mean, these weren't, you know, maybe five or six guys.
Right.
And that's what makes them special.
Right. Exactly.
It doesn't take as many of them.
Right. I almost get the feeling like today, like from the market here, but like, we hear them talking about special forces here in the U.S., and it seems like they're talking about competent and somewhat experienced, you know, infantry trooper, as opposed to the highly specialized, you know. I mean, and maybe it's different with the SEALs or the Delta Force, but, we hear all about special forces, special forces. It's like, you mean to tell me these guys are all these highly trained, highly diverse? I mean, it just doesn't seem like viable, you know?
It isn't. Yeah. I mean, Delta, they insinuated during Somalia, they insinuated Delta with the Rangers. But, I mean, they didn't have a squad of Delta over there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, one Delta operator is that's a lot of people. He takes the place of a lot of people.
Even Rangers, you had to go to Rangers school to become Special Forces. Like, even the Rangers weren't considered Special Forces. They were airborne, they finished Ranger school, but they weren't Special Forces until they became Green Berets. And only a small percentage of them. Anyway, so I find it hard to believe that the Russians are putting tens of thousands of Green Beret equivalents on our soil, you know, going around shopping at Walmarts with big wads of money buying toys prior to their running around the U.S. taking away the guns of Americans. Anyway.
The thing about any sort of guerrilla engagement is when you're out in the open, nobody's special. And if they were to start that, yeah, they do a lot of damage in the beginning, and they might take a city or they might take a town. But then they're going to look around, and they're going to be surrounded.
Right.
This is the era of the iPhone video. This will get out on YouTube while it's happening.
Yeah. And even if they were super, super, like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone type bad boys, yeah, when surrounded by enough of us paunchy, middle-aged, stupid Americans, you know, that's still going to be a problem, you know. We may be stupid, we may be fat, we may be uninformed, but eventually when you're surrounded by 200 or 300 of us, that's problematic.
That is a problem. That's a problem. That is a problem. And by the way, we'll be the ones writing the script, so you guys don't get to be the heroes.
That's right. Yeah, the victors write the histories. Anyway. All right, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I've heard that. I haven't done the math to figure out how many people would have to be in Russia to field 15,000 Spetsnaz anywhere. I don't think we have, in all four of the services, with the Air Force PJs and the SEALs, and I don't think we have 15,000 in total actively doing it right now today. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to snap like that. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was thinking about Glenn's call over the break. Vladimir Putin has nothing but contemptuous thoughts for Obama. He finds him to be quite the weak dude. When Obama wants to go out and do something manly, he plays golf. When Putin wants to go do something, he wrestles a bear. Putin is a cagey veteran of Russian intelligence. He survived all everything that happened within the KGB, all the way leading up to being where he is today. I just don't see Putin wanting to help Obama, unless it would have something to do with natural gas, because we could destroy Russia on natural gas, and Russia uses natural gas, especially during the winter, as a political weapon. Now, he might want to back him up on that, because Obama doesn't like want to go after our natural resources. He wants to buy them from somewhere else. But I don't, you know, I just don't see that happening. I could be wrong. Back in the 1990s, in New York City, the administration of Mayor David Dinkins was plagued with political and police corruption scandals. and had some of the highest crime rates in the history of the city. Murders and violent crimes were up. Tourism was down. The Mullen Commission hearing saw confidence in the New York City Police Department drop dramatically, and as a result, crime continued to soar. On the southeast corner of 181st Street and Ryer Avenue in the Bronx stands the 46th Precinct, which they call the Alamo there, which I sort of believe that, if I'm not mistaken, this is what they based the movie Fort Apache, the Bronx, on. That area was the most dangerous square mile in America. It was so dangerous at that time in the late 1980s, the Red Cross refused to send volunteers to help the needy. And that's where our author comes in. His name is John J. Cardillo. At that time, he was working what was called the 4-6. It was the busiest of the busy, the worst of the worst. And he had to grow up there. And he saw a lot of really bad things happen there to really good people. 46 was known for having high violent crime, an old crumbling precinct building, terrible parking, and the best cops in the New York PD. There was a work ethic, there was fearlessness, and attention to the job that might only be found in a handful of other commands. And he learned a lot there. But he also won very bad thing there. And it's one that he is ashamed today to admit that he complicitly bought into for a while. And he didn't learn it from his colleagues, the street cops, but from the administration that ran New York City and the NYPD. He was taught that gun control and strict gun laws reduce crime and protect people. At that particular time, he was apolitical. He voted Republican, but he didn't really think too much about it. He just saw the Democrats giving too much away and being weak on foreign affairs. He grew up in New York City, so guns were not a part of his culture growing up. He had friends and uncles that hunted. And he went to the rifle range. He had a .22, but that was pretty much his gun experience up to a certain point. Firearm policy was not on his radar. When somebody would be shot during that time, then he would hear politicians talking about getting guns off the street. And that all sounded very logical to him, because after all, why would we want bad guys to have guns? And he didn't give too much thought to the implications of the effects on the law-abiding. Whether or not they needed to defend themselves, whether or not criminals looked at new gun control law and said, oops, we can't do this anymore. And he freely admits he just didn't, he had no comprehension of how important the Second Amendment was back then. He went into the NYPD Academy as a typical New Yorker. He took public policy at face value. Comfortable that the government was truly interested in protecting him and his fellow citizens. He believed what they taught him about if you have a gun, the criminal will take it and use it on you. So he decided to be a police officer and do something about it. He was going to aggressively get those evil guns off the streets. After all, they were the cops. They were trained. They had guns. You didn't need one. We were there. They were there to protect you. And then he started to learn, over time, how wrong he was. He learned in both the academy and his rookie field training that the cops don't get there in time. He learned that a 911 call is reactive to either a crime in progress or a crime that has already been committed. A victim is being or has been created by the time that 911 call is made. His first night on patrol, He got slammed. The radio chatter exploded. The 911 calls were coming in fast. He had been assigned to a busy command, and he knew that was what was going to happen, but this sort of took him off guard. In his first 4 hours on the job, he responded to a rape, an attempted murder by stabbing, and a guy about his age with his face slashed to the cheekbone that then threw to his tongue. And all three of these people were unarmed. He reflected about all the movies he used to watch where the guy would say, you know, in 30 years of police work, I've never had to draw my gun. That guy wasn't assigned to the 46th precinct in the 1990s. And that was where his pro-Second Amendment evolution began. About a year into his time on the street as a police officer, after seeing victim upon victim, all unarmed, all defenseless. He began to realize that if they'd been armed, things would have been different. Because very few legal NYC gun owners, he rarely came across them. But when he did, they would win their confrontation with a criminal. He came upon an elderly victim who was beaten nearly to death in a robbery, and he told him to leave the city and buy a shotgun. And he got in trouble for that with a supervisor, and he didn't care. He decided to take a look at himself, and what he saw was a kid in his early 20s who was allowed to carry a firearm unrestricted 24/7, yet doctors and bankers and lawyers and nurses and carpenters and retirees and moms and dads couldn't. People far more mature and responsible than he didn't have the same ability to protect themselves that he did. But the bad guys had all the guns that they wanted. It was at this point that for this young man, wearing a badge in the most dangerous square mile in America, that gun law started to look stupid, that it stopped making sense after he'd seen victim upon victim upon victim. Imagine being on the job, your first 4 hours on the job. You got a rape victim, you got a stabbing victim that somebody tried to kill, and you got somebody basically had his face cut off in 4 hours. And this guy was smart enough, even at a young age, early age, to look at this and say that none of them had guns. None of them could have guns. They were all defenseless. They were all waiting on me to show up. And I got here as fast as I could, and I got to victims. We'll continue with this when we get back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
From Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices and a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We're talking about the evolution of a New York City street cop in the 90s named John J. Cardillo, who is in the most dangerous place. He was at a precinct, which is the basis behind Fort Apache, the Bronx, the Paul Newman movie. And oh, did he get a quick education? A few days before Christmas 1994, his partner and him were patrolling a particularly dangerous part of their precinct. Snow was falling pretty heavily, so they expected a very quiet night. They didn't get it. They got a radio call about a male menacing another male with a firearm. They gave them the location, which was literally around the corner for them, so they headed over. The description that came over the radio was like a TV drama. Because he was crossing the street about 20 feet in front of them, in front of their car. As they exited their cruiser, he drew a firearm and immediately began shooting in their direction. But they were standing on ice and snow, and it was pitch black. They had no idea if they hit him. Luckily, his didn't hit him. The bad guys didn't hit them. They put out what was referred to as a 1013 call, which is, I guess, an officer needs assistance or shots fired or something. And that brought in the cavalry, and with it a very fast and hungry canine that ran the bad guy down and had teeth on him in minutes. This was the first of several incidents where he would have to either fire his weapon or was fired on. And it became unusual for him to have a shift where he didn't have to draw his weapon as precautionary cover. And he began to think that if they don't care about killing me as a police officer, then the mom dropping her kids at the school bus doesn't stand a chance. And he realized that one of the only reasons he hadn't been shot in that encounter and others to follow was that he was able to shoot back. They needed to shoot. The bad guys needed to move too. And it was just that quick. It just clicked with him. And he became a staunch Second Amendment advocate and supporter. And ever since then, that passion has grown. Apparently, that is not an uncommon attitude within the New York City Police Department, at least from people of that era. He worked with a guy named Detective Anthony Agnelli, who he thinks of as a hero. Agnelli retired from Manhattan North Narcotics. He was involved in several shooting incidents, was stabbed in the chest, but luckily he was saved by his body armor. And he asked Agnelli how he came to be pro-Second Amendment. And Agnelli said simply this: in all my years as a city detective, I never encountered a licensed gun owner using a firearm in a negative way. I've been in several shootings. I was stabbed in the chest. I'm not anti-knife. He states there's a long list of current and retired cops who feel the same way. But as he ends with this piece of parting advice. He doesn't carry a gun daily because he was a cop. He carries a gun daily because as a cop, he saw what happened to victims who didn't carry guns. I think that's pretty doggone good advice. Let's go to somebody who doesn't think the way he does, though. Yesterday, President Barack Obama said that if gun control measures are going to pass Congress, gun control advocates have to get as organized and well-financed as the National Rifle Association. He said at a town hall meeting in Minneapolis, honestly, this is not going to change unless the people who want to prevent these kinds of mass shootings from taking place feel at least as passionate, at least as mobilized and well-funded as the NRA and the gun manufacturers are, because the politics in Congress are such that which even members of Congress who know better are fearful if they vote their conscience and support common sense measures like background checks are worried they're going to lose. President Barack Obama said this. And, you know, mass shootings are happening all the time. All we got to do is pass background checks and there will be no more mass shootings. You lying sack. I don't know if you looked around, President Obama, but every town for gun safety, I mean, since it's essentially Michael Bloomberg, they're more well-funded than all of us combined on the gun rights side. I don't know if you've taken a look at that. He reflected back on the December 2012 elementary school massacre in Newtown, Connecticut. And he thought that would have prompted Congress in the action. Subtext is that the subtext to this is that I thought we had the wind at our backs and I thought this would be a slam dunk. But he said, since legislation has been controversial for some time, I thought this was going to be a breakthrough moment. It was probably the most disappointing moment I had in dealing with Congress, that's for sure. He threw a hissy fit in the Rose Garden. And that's because Democrats defected because they didn't want to vote for this. That's because their constituents called them and said, don't you dare vote for this. That's why they didn't want to vote for it. Because at the end of the day, politicians sure do like being politicians. They like being senators. It's really cool. When you go up there and, you know, if you make a phone call and somebody doesn't know who you are, if you say, I am U.S. Senator so-and-so. It's not like saying, I'm Bill. Just not like it. He also said that his 24 executive actions enacted since then are making sure that we are sifting through and separating our responsible gun owners from people who really shouldn't be having a weapon. So we've probably made some progress. We've probably saved a few lives. You haven't saved nobody. And you don't, in your worldview, there's no such thing as a responsible gun owner, pal. I think he should go and sit down with Susie Madrick and learn how to be honest with us. And then he went back into his new big lie, which the new big lie is that we're the only advanced country that tolerates something like this. Really? What about Norway, where they have gun control? And they had a bigger mass killing there that gun control didn't stop. And he also decided to go with the Every Town interactive map when he said, we have what's basically a mass shooting, it seems like, happening every couple of weeks. Kids on college campuses, kids at home. We're not going to be able to eliminate all that violence. Now, I'm going to insert the subtext here. Okay, this is me being Captain Subtext, all right? We're not going to be able to eliminate all that violence, but we really don't care to, and we just want to take your guns. Now we're back to his text. And there's a strong tradition of gun ownership and wonderful folks who are sportsmen and hunters. My subtext back in. A federal judge ruled the other day the Second Amendment doesn't protect hunting. Has got nothing to do with hunting. Watch the news or something before you open your mouth. The only thing I hate worse than a president that is a communist is a president who's a stupid communist and doesn't think I'm paying attention. We'll be right back. Flipping into the next hour on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.